The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
How is everybody this week?
We're all pretty good, I think.
My legs are a little weak.
Anybody hungover?
Oh, Captain Jack ain't got his land legs back. No. Still on his sea legs, yes. Wobbling around.
I'm wearing a hat, too.
I like the pirate hat. That's some mighty
That's a nice tricorn you got there, Captain.
Right before the podcast. Says, you need to wear this. There you go.
Well, I got some grog for you.
Feeling character. Nice.
Yeah, so this is Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball?
Yeah,
Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Do I want to be drinking the liquid of Dragon Ball?
Yes, sweaty Dragon Balls.
Dragon Ball sweat.
What is it?
This is lemonade and Fireball. That
Fireball! Sounds... God
it's
damn it.
So disgusting, I want to try it.
It's kind of sunshiny outside today. So.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait a second.
Are you fucking kidding me with
the
this?
The first taste was nice. The second was, Ooh, I'll still finish it.
Here's
try,
the deal.
Try some more.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, there you go.
I had
consensual.
That's a little heavy on the Fireball.
I had the Fireball on my desk, and none of you fuckers planned. So this is what you get.
I have all the recording equipment.
I understand.
I have the hat.
I have the box of goodies.
Do you have a way to open the box of goodies?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We have a box of goodies.
We do. We've got a lot going on this episode, you guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We do. We got an email from a company called Organic Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
And we're opening it. they contacted us and said, hey, we love your podcast and we want to send you a box of stuff and we'll review it and then we'll interview them.
Too bad they sent us a box we can't open.
Oh, it's here, opening.
Give me a hand.
Let me put the microphone down.
Okay.
I hate waiting.
This is nice. It's a
Pandora's
we've
had this
box.
For a few days now, and
it's been bugging. There
we go.
Sitting on the counter.
Yeah,
staring at you.
Yeah, it's like taunting me.
What kind of fun goodies are in it?
So organic
it says
Lovin',
liquid on the side.
Organic Lovin' is a company that specializes in more holistic sex toy products and natural
organic
stuff
Lovin'.
That's good for your
yes.
body. So.
Ooh.
Here we go. We
all right, here we go.
Packages. Oh, one for each of
Yay.
Us. Oh, that one's got a rolly thing. I'm taking that one. Here, you can have that one.
You sure you don't want that one, too?
And you can. No,
do they all have rolly things?
So what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to take these this week and try out all the sample products. So cool. What do you have? I got some condoms in here. That'll be
well,
fun.
Well, for starters, the presentation is very nice. The outside of the package is a very nice picture. Very sexy. A couple in the shower. Some
love.
Water
organically.
Up.
Purely. Deeply. Naturally. Boldly. Nice.
Nice. A little ad in there. Let's see. Oh, I've got a cola condom. What does that mean? Is it cola flavored? That should be fun to try.
Cost of living allowance.
Yeah.
There's a coupon code on this.
Is there?
That's save cool. 10%.
Oh, and
at organiclovin.com.
She sent the wipes. They're lovin' wipes. They're for cleanup after your lovin' time. It's gentler on the environment
I probably
and made with renewable resources. So.
I should announce the code. LLV10. Anybody that wants to save 10%?
And I did tell her, like, if she sent us lube, which she did, she sent us some lube and some body wash. And, yeah, holistic elements for bodies you'd love to love. Some massage oil.
The Clyde Quickie Cola. Picks. Ooh.
Fun.
A black condom. Very nice.
Excellent.
And colorful. The Glide condom. Maxi.
Yeah. Would you, that'll
be
you get
useful.
Dude Lube?
Dude Lube.
Ride.
Water-based Dude Lube.
Nice.
Ride.
Ooh. Oh, is that
and then
okay.
I got Clean Love India Spice. Indian Spice.
Compatible with silicone toys.
What is that?
What? Oh, you got the rolly thing.
I
yes.
did. Awesome.
Slick lube.
Pirate's booty.
Oh, sweet. You got the right booty bag. Cool.
Oh, mine's about math.
Oh, it's a scratch below to reveal how many doubloons the pirate has stolen.
I got
drop your britches, Buccaneer.
You got quickie picks. Nice.
I got quickie picks. Math misbehaving.
I got math. That's, all right. I didn't know math was going to be involved.
So we will review these items with the partner of our choosing. Do you think you can manage that, Captain Jack? Do you think you can get a booty call sometime this week?
I'll try my best.
You'll try your
personal
best.
Lubricant? Nice.
I think I can manage that.
Good,
actually.
Clean love.
Cool. I reconnected with somebody in my past.
Swipes.
Nice.
We're having fun.
Well, I'm excited. I liked the look of their website. It was nice and clean just really elegant. And so I'm excited to talk to her. And she's all about the femme products.
I'm
going to
try these new
stuff.
Condoms. I've never heard. Sheer Glide? I've never used them before.
Nice.
Glide brand.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Awesome. Okay.
So we'll take a picture of all this good stuff and post it. Yeah. Post it with the podcast this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's coming up next for good times and great oldies. Blast from the past. Speaking of which, I got a message from someone that Freckles and I lived with. It was our first foyer into polyamory. So we had tried to create like a family atmosphere when we lived back in the Midwest and lived with this gal because we were planning on all moving to Seattle together. And we wanted to try it out and see how it went. And it exploded in a spectacular shitball. and hadn't talked to her in 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And she just sent me a message out of the blue. Hi, Jenga. I know we haven't talked for about 200 years, so I'm sorry if this is completely out of left field, but I could really use your advice and if you have any to give. I know that you and Freckles opened your relationship, and I would love to know how that went down with his parents. My hubby and I have been open for a bit now and completely closeted because of opinions of older relatives, but holy shit, it is tiring. Do you have any words of wisdom about coming out to them, or is it simply nut up and do it? Again, sorry if this is out of nowhere, but it certainly isn't something you can ask your average Midwestern housewife about.
True.
Love, blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
It was really interesting because she didn't know about the podcast. So I said we did a whole episode on that.
Oh, so this wasn't an email to the podcast.
No, this was direct to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she
the book
know.
Of the face.
Yeah. And interestingly, I told her, go back and listen to that episode because we all talked about sharing our stories and stuff. And I think it happens in stages, honestly, which I'm not sure that we really discussed because you recently had a trip with your bio dad. I mean, not that you'd have another dad, but
yes,
but
my father,
your father, and you were very open and talking about our life and even the podcast and your lady friend, Miss Rabbit, and my lover, Panda, and the whole nine yards, and even the club. And how'd that go?
It was as if the conversation never happened. Was the end result, essentially. But there wasn't any, I didn't feel any judgment or anything like that. So that was really cool. But, you know, when I was talking about it, it just kind of was like, ooh. It's like, okay,
why
cool.
do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is it just lack of understanding and lack of any intrinsic knowledge to make a judgment
it
on?
It just may be a matter of like,
I don't understand this.
It's not something that's in his worldview.
Okay.
Which is totally cool. Generational thing, definitely. But overall, it's like, yeah. It just doesn't occur to him that could be a thing. And that's okay. You know.
It's a little generation thing.
I am preparing a written guide to our relationships that I will be forwarding to my parental units because they're coming out for graduation.
And there's the next layer. They're coming into the layer.
They're going to come in and...
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking about titling it Fair Warning. Just say, this is what we're doing. This is how it works. These are the people that you will meet. And you will meet all of them. And you will not... There won't be a a word of judgment. There won't be a disdainful look, because that will cause problems, and we are not about causing problems.
No
so
drama.
We are not surprising you with anything. We are letting you know what is happening, and there it is. Fair warning and informed consent and et cetera, et cetera. If you don't like it, that's great. It is what it is.
You don't have to be there.
You don't have to tell me how much you dislike it or whatever. It's all good.
Cool. So,
there you go.
All right. That sounds like a good plan.
Open directness.
So that's another layer.
Yeah.
That we're working with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had a brief conversation with Blast from the Past, and my advice was that the people who love you.
Yeah.
And the people that bend over backwards to be judgmental and tear themselves apart because of, you know, won't you please think of what other people will think of this? Sorry. Fuck them. Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't got time for that.
The only thing I cautioned her against is before you go completely open and whatnot, make sure that there's no morality clauses with your jobs.
Well, yeah.
Because that's something that can be used against you, which is unfortunate, but we're moving in the right direction with society. And I'm just, you know, super happy to see, like, reality TV shows, as crappy as they may be, because that's starting to normalize it and make it part of...
You also have to be careful of the people you work with, because I heard the girl just last night talk about, and it was a fast food job she had, talk about coming out to her coworkers, or everybody found out somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't think she actually came out and said it to everybody. Everybody found out, and all of a sudden, all the guys that she worked with wanted to sleep with her. It's not exactly what she wanted.
Because, I mean, you're poly, right? So
yeah,
it doesn't matter who sticks what
anywhere.
Want,
right? No.
Well, yes, but not you. Nice try.
That's where the education piece comes in. So it's we're in a really interesting stage in development with polyamory and open relationships and that type of thing, because it is becoming more mainstream, at least here on the left coast.
Yep.
And, you know, I know the ACLU is working on making it a protected class, which is a really awesome thing. So they've got some stuff going
that way. That'd be epic.
Yeah. Well, that way you can actually live your life. And I think it has a lot to do with just, like, the tax structure, and the government hasn't figured out how to make that work.
Hasn't figured out how to fleece poly yet?
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. They'll put some top tax guy on it.
That'll be a harder hill to climb than the homosexual... marriage hill was. I think polyamory will be even steeper politically to get over.
You know what, though? I bet you that in the run-up to recognizing polyamorous relationships, no one is ever going to say anything about wanting to sleep with your dog. And
true.
I don't know why that is, but I have this feeling that it's just the animus against it is not going to be quite as great.
I think it'll take it more from the kink aspect, which is how they tried to paint the homosexual quote unquote agenda into, you know, more of a, well, where does it end? How many people can you marry and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It depends. Like right now, the way that monogamy is set up, it is a business contract. That's the whole reason why it exists.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at the laws that are in place to protect married couples, it's all business.
Yep.
And yet we put this romantic gloss on it to trick women into getting married.
Trick them? What?
Dude, if it hadn't been for the dress and the party, that's all I'm saying.
Trust me, I do not blame you.
So...
we had an event last night.
We had a party.
Oh, my God.
That was
We had
a good 300 plus people or something?
Yep, about 300 people. It was pretty rocking. We had some amazing entertainment by members.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see one of the members that did a strip number. I got to be here for the first time that she stripped years ago.
Uh-huh.
And got to hold her hand, and she was all nervous. And then last night, it was just, she owned it, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She feels better about her body, and
she's
looking phenomenal.
Oh, she lost, 60 pounds in the last
more than that, babe.
Six months or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, in the last 6 months, yeah. But she's
transformed.
Yeah, she looks great, and she feels good.
And
that's
she acts like it, too. She's totally walked around differently.
Yeah, Yeah. And just coming into her own and being able to be open about her sexuality. And then we had another gal who's, I want to be her when I grow up. It just, she's out
there.
That's
my favorite.
She's, you know, she's got the sparkle going on and the sass and yeah, a lot of fun. And she
and
did
the roller
a
skates.
Roller skating strip number.
It was so cool.
I was standing there on stage with Sprinkles and I just turned and looked to her and I'm like, fuck. Don't you just love your job? She's like, right? Where the hell else are we going to see that? And then the party was just rocking. Yeah, we had Serafina here.
As soon as the entertainment was over, boom, that dance floor was packed.
But Serafina, one of our favorite burlesque dancers, mm-hmm. Did a birthday chair for Mr.
Oh,
Big.
Oh, that's right.
And she introduced a pussy tassel right in his face.
It was so good.
Awesome. So we've had Tasticles from Eddie Van Glam. So that's tassels that you put on your testicles.
Yep.
And then he introduced assholes here.
Assholes, yeah.
So tassels on your ass. And Serafina introduced a pussy tassel.
Assholes for men, actually. That was his thing.
Assholes for men,
hadn't
that's
been
true.
A, yeah, hadn't been a thing
assholes
for men.
Assholes. Assholes.
Assholes. No, assholes.
Assholes.
Like tassels on
assholes.
Your ass.
Yes. Ass. Yeah.
So you shake them like you do on your titties, but it's on your butt. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we've had a lot of fun adventures here at New Horizons. Yeah the dance floor was packed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And our DJ was great last night, played just a good mix of stuff. Food was good. Mm-hmm. Company was good. Mm-hmm. Everybody behaved. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We had the Sibians.
It was my first event.
First time you rode the Sibian, eh, Captain Jack? Left yourself open for
yeah,
that.
Totally. Yeah. This first night I was actually a paid member. I wasn't a volunteer.
Oh.
So
you paid full price.
Oh, yeah. Like
because, yeah, I'm the rest of the parties I want to enjoy to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have anything distract me from enjoying this incredible, awesome, lovely place. And it was refreshing. It was really nice. I had a blast. I was with a friend of mine I had previously met here just about a year ago. And over this last week, we reconnected. And she's my date that night. And it was just the two of us. We didn't do any swapping. But it's so fun to be up there in the environment, especially with that set, that crowd of people, that many people. There's not a bed to be had. I mean,
right.
As soon as it's open,
oh, yeah.
Boom, there's a couple there.
Yeah.
They fill up so quick. And to be everybody's just, there's nobody just sitting there watching too much.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving and doing things and the sounds and the environment. And we're just, for an hour and a half, we're just the two of us and everybody else.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was amazing.
And then you went out onto the porch to get some fresh air.
I did. And we ran into
and
some
what
people
happened
we
then?
Knew. Who did we run into?
Well, I think that there were probably about six club members there. There was Johnny Rotten and Sandra D, mm-hmm. who was...
Well, I got another story about them later on.
Okay, okay. That was fun. It was good seeing them there. Mm-hmm. And then Royal Redness and her man.
Yeah, they were there.
Yes.
And a man named Panda.
And there was Panda, and there was me.
And there was you.
Yeah.
And you seemed to be the center of tension of everybody there. Now, there was no... Well, I shouldn't say, yeah, there was some hands-on things going on. What did you get away with?
Yeah, what was that? See, I missed it.
You had a requirement about saying that she got away with it, and he had her bent over on the bench.
We were, yeah, it was time to play the palms on the bench game.
Yep.
Oh.
I was in a towel.
Yeah.
And I got my ass spanked.
Uh-huh.
By four?
Well, people? he was teaching Royal how to spank an ass properly and made sure that she had rings on her fingers. Turn the right direction.
Oh my God.
She made that one cheek nice and cherry.
Yeah.
And I was like, the other one's a little pale.
He's quite the showman, huh?
And
do we need to do an aftermath inspection? Do we need to have that happen?
So what happened? So there was the spanking from the redness and the royal redness. And then he spanked my butt a couple times. Uh-huh. And then you got in on the action. Right.
I think I evened it out.
Evened it out for me. Yeah, because you're a giver. Yeah. And
I'm a little different spanker than Panda.
Yeah, and then Sandra came over and.
Yes.
She had some nail actions going up and down my thighs. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She warmed me up real good.
More sensual.
Then Johnny Rotten came over and smacked my ass really hard as a nice finish. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Panda, he's a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
He went and got some ice. What did he explain to you guys?
Oh, yes. This was a clinic, shall we say. And he started rubbing. She's still palms on the bench.
While he went and got the ice.
And saying how she got away with it every time somebody would spank her.
So he left you in the care of these ne'er-do-wells?
Yes.
While he went and got ice?
Got mm-hmm. ice.
Well take, done him.
Take him along. I mean, it was 30 seconds. Boom, he was back. And
he's fleet. He's fleet of foot.
Started rubbing it up slowly up and down this cherried ass.
Uh-huh.
Visibly cherried ass.
Yeah.
And it was in the dark porch, too. And it's getting all
was
nice
it its own light
nice.
Source?
All nice and nice. It's glowing. And I got... And he was talking about how you don't use the ice to cool down and soothe.
No, not at all.
It says that actually enhances when you go and strike it again. It
uh-huh.
it spreads out even further with uh-huh. the ice applied prior to. And he, of course, hands-on demo showed us how it was all done.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is through the... Cries of Jenga. Not even paying attention to her.
Oh.
Oh, he
but
was.
How
were
the,
you crying out?
No, I mean about your cries, but about,
oh,
you know,
he
was.
He doesn't give a shit.
Applying ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Made a nice crack, too, with a palm. Yeah, it was a very educational piece I had last night.
Yeah, prior to that.
Da-da-da-da, ding.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Prior to that, I wasn't sure how long I was going to be able to stand. My legs were pretty shaky because, you know, there's some dirty talk that goes on when we play. And he was creating this scenario where, you know, periodically you go to a party or a club or like the CSPC or whatever, and they'll mm-hmm. have Sibian's there. And Sibian, if y'all don't know, is a machine that you, it's like a saddle type machine, and you can have different attachments on it, and it's a fuck machine. Yeah. Masturbation machine.
Uh-huh.
But this one has a remote control, and so someone else can control it.
It's an amazing device.
Yes. It is.
It watching is. A woman straddle that, especially somebody that's never done it before, and just her eyes bugging out, like, oh my God, is this actually happening to my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
So one of the controllers spins the dildo that it's on, and the other vibrates. So there's like a little nubbin thing that was on there. So anyway, so you guys know how much I like to, you know, engage in sexual activities in front of a crowd.
No.
Oh.
So
you're a little uncomfortable out in the porch.
Oh
there,
yeah.
Oh yeah. We were spanking you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I'm getting over it. That's, you know, whatever. so we were they had the Sibians here last night, and he heard about it, and I looked at him. I said, well, you know, you had talked about the scenario of putting me on a Sibian and controlling it and having a crowd around and watching, and that, you know, gives me panic attacks and whatever, but it's about stretching your boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. Figuring out what you like and don't like. And yeah. So we go upstairs, and I'm like, well, they're probably not even going to be open. Like, there's usually a line.
Sure, yeah.
I walk up, and they're like, oh, Jenga, hey, come on.
It's not even. the
You're upstairs. What? Come on. Yeah, so I chose, like, to not look at how many people were there watching, because it was back in the old massage area.
It's a pretty open place.
It is a pretty open place. They had two machines set up, so two folks running them, and they do a really good job. They do a great job with education, make sure that it's all sterilized in between people. Mm-hmm. They use condoms on the toys.
One was a Sibian, and the other one was,
Red Devil.
Describe that. I don't.
The Red Devil, you lay down, and it...
It's a fuck machine.
It's a fuck machine.
True fuck
actually,
machine.
Yeah, it plunges. It's like a piston, where... And you... It inserts into your vagina or anal anal penetration, whereas the Sibian, you ride it, so it's more like a saddle type situation. So I chose the Sibian because I've used them before and I knew that I liked it. But when we set them up before, they were in like little private tents so people could have some privacy. This is, we're a little bit more open now. So I straddled it, and the gal that was running it ran it for a while, and then she invited Panda to take the control.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So
you were in trouble.
Yeah. So he turned it all the way up.
Just like a train set.
Yeah. And, of course, I just, like, look at him and cock an eyebrow and say, really, is that it?
That's it.
So he pulled another girl in and had me suck on her nipples, and that got a little crazy. I didn't realize how hard I was doing that. I apologized later. And then he would do shit like I would get kind of close to an orgasm, because it's like, you know, it takes a while to get warmed up.
Yep.
And then he'd just turn it off.
Yep.
Oh.
Just turn it off.
That's and a man who knows his business.
Turn it back on and yeah. Full speed, right? And then a very generous person offered him clothespins that were all tied on a string. So he decided it would be a good idea to attach those to my nipple. And then put a suction cup thing on my other nipple and just yank them off.
Did he have to put them back on after he yanked them off?
No.
Oh, just the one time?
Just, it was...
Ka-choink!
No, not fast. Not fast. Just.
How are they feeling? How's that, Jenga?
It's nice. That's nice. I'm a tough old bird. I'm just a tough old bird. Anyway, so... So I had a couple of orgasms there, and then he, much to the crowd's delight, made me yell, I got away with it. Because apparently I have a sassy mouth, and I get away with a lot of shit. So.
Yes, you do.
Yup.
Yeah, so that was fun, and my pussy vibrated for about 45 minutes after I got off the machine. Nice. And my legs were a little shaky, and yeah.
And then the spanking.
Then the spanking. Then the spanking, and then back to work. So
yeah.
Like you know, you it do. Just it kind of like we had some fun adventures.
Uh huh.
At the like we fucked at your office. We yeah. fucked at my office. Yeah. Like, but it kind of just like when it's acceptable at your workplace to get your groove on, kind of takes the titillation out of it a little bit. I mean, it does and it doesn't. Because, like, everybody's here to...
You got more people watching.
Oh, God.
You have people watching, period.
So horrifying. So
and
horrifying.
One of these days, we'll just have to make a recording of us having sex.
Oh, God damn it.
I couldn't even
it's
say it.
It's your paddle. It's your
you
paddle.
Flustered.
You want it. All right. Okay. So let's check the ass. See how bad it is.
Uh-huh.
Day after.
Turn around.
Should I use the horse side?
Turn.
Oh, yeah, you got some redness still.
Yeah, it's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, let's see. Which side?
And a good, solid whackety.
I disapprove of your panties today.
You
disapprove of my panties?
Really?
Are you gonna even out the side?
Is that just the one?
Thank you.
Yeah, I've done better. I didn't have a good angle. You're lucky. You have your good girl.
That was my adventure last night.
You have your good girl panties on.
Like that says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They're not really good panties.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I just saw white cotton.
No. No. They're built for comfort.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so outside of my adventures with my friend that I've reconnected with. And wow, you're up there for about a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just flipping into any position I wore out actually. She had to cry uncle.
Oh, you wore her out.
I wore her out, yeah.
Well done.
I was like, yes.
Well done.
Love that. And then this morning, unexpectedly, I went home last night I usually stay here, but I went home last night and I came back for breakfast and ran into Johnny Rotten. And D.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, we're going to go get wet. Want to come with us? Oh.
And get wet means wet in our
hot
world.
Tub.
Hot tub. Hot tub time.
Let's go do the hot tub. Yes, I would love to go with you guys. I have always had, she's one of my favorite women here at the club. I've had incredible times with them. And we ended up in the Veil Room. And it is an absolute beautiful blue sky day today.
Yeah.
And that Veil Room is completely, or not Veil Room, Arabian Room. That is, has these huge windows, not huge windows, but it's all windows that face out over the gardens in a gorgeous day. And we're three of us are getting naked and enjoying each other. And like, this is what I'll miss from the club.
Yeah.
Is this, it's just a
serenity.
Serenity with ecstasy, all mashed up into one beautiful, blissful experience. We actually, in the past, have done this before, but we, at one point, I got under, I was on the bottom, she got on top of me. Johnny got behind her. And we did a little DP.
Nice. Yes. Nice.
It's always fun to do. I think even, yes, D double vag too.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had never done that before.
Huh.
That was a first.
Was it fun?
That was a blast. Yeah. She's just right there on top of me, just going ape shit.
Yeah.
Having orgasm after orgasm. It's like, how can you not appreciate that? Oh,
nice.
So beautiful.
Nice.
A lovely time.
Good.
And then came back down, and my legs were a little weak. Yes. Sea legs.
And how was your night, Mr. Freckles?
My night.
I heard that you had the fastest threesome in history.
Speed threesome.
It was a speed threesome.
Nice.
All right. So my date last night, Ms. Rabbit, had to work the closing manager shift, which started at 11. And I had to leave the premises at 11 to go and
be a dad
and provide chauffeur services. And we had been talking about wanting to get a threesome going this week. And like, okay, so we're going to have to make this happen in the space between dinner and entertainment and 11. So she said,
not a whole lot of time.
Make it happen. I will back your play. And I'm like,
nice.
Okay, here we go. And yeah, so the dance floor opened up and we were dancing and stuff and it was pretty cool. And then Miss Jenga came up and said, I want to dance with you. I have to go take care of a thing. Then I want to dance with you. And I was like, okay, cool. Yes. All right. So we're dancing. I'm like, where's Jenga?
Hey, I came back.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm telling a story.
All right,
it's all good. It works out very well. You had your time. I'd like mine, please. Thank you.
You got away with it.
You got away with it. So, yeah. So I'm like dancing. I'm like, where is it? I'm like, oh, crap. It's like almost 9:30. Shit. Okay. She's coming back. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get our dance, and then I'm going to go because the window is starting. I'm like, the window is starting to close. Oh, okay. All right, cool. So she comes back. I'm like, yes, yes, I get to dance with my wife. I get to go upstairs with my date. I got to find somebody to have a threesome.
You hadn't closed a deal on a threesome yet?
Dude. We got there after dinner had started.
True.
So we're like into dinner, into, the, here we go, back in, okay. So, yeah, so that happens. We're getting set to, we're like, okay, so here's our plan. I'm going to find somebody. I'm just going to just like, I think that person's attractive. I'm going to go and ask that person. So I did. I went over and I was like, hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a little while. Everything's cool. Yeah, great. You know, and we had played this person we had played once before a long time ago. And
Wasn't she the first gal you played with by yourself solo?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. So it was like, okay. And I was like, so we have kind of a limited window of opportunity because Ms. Rabbit is starting her shift at 11. She's like, oh, I got a shift at 11 too. It's like, okay, I have to leave at 11. We all have to do something at 11. Want to go upstairs? And she's like, yep. I was like, I'll get towels. They went up. I went and grabbed towels, got a bottle of water, went upstairs, met them at the top of the stairs. We're like, nice. Why are we standing here at the door? We have no alcohol. We're going inside the fucking boat. Yeah. Go. So we got down there. So our third stripped off her clothes, had to run back to the sleeping room to get coconut oil because I didn't have any with me. She's like, you got coconut oil? I'm like, let's just be safe because I don't want to go through my bag right here. And she's like, I'll go. She goes, comes back. I'm like, okay, tick tock, tick tock. All right, what's happening? It's like, and she's like, okay, I'll get my towel. Let's go sit in the hot tub. I'm like, no time. Let's get upstairs. She's like, no time for the hot tub. Perfect. Let's get upstairs. We got upstairs. We went to the red room. The big bunk on the top, the open bunk on the top was open.
Whoa.
Because I did not expect that to happen at all. Like, into the bunk.
That's prime real estate.
Right? Yeah. Hey, yes, it was. Shenanigans ensued.
Well, I was
on the
lower.
We'll just call her Serendipity then. That's her new name.
I was on the lower bunk.
And it fits.
Yeah, it does.
I was on the lower bunk, and I saw one of your partners step on down.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like okay, 10 minutes.
Gotta go.
10 minutes to 11. Like, see you guys down there.
So what did you guys do? Like, did you have some oral play? What did you do?
Oh, we had lots of oral play.
Yeah.
Yes. Lots of oral play. Lots of orgasms.
Yeah. All around.
I didn't actually. No, I didn't come.
You didn't get to come.
No.
Did you come later?
Oh yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So yeah. So we started out. We put Miss Rabbit in the middle.
Nice.
And started working on her a little bit, and then we put Serendipity in the middle.
Yep.
And worked on her for a little bit. Then I got in the middle. I got worked on for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the condoms came out. Mm-hmm. The Eiffel Tower ensued.
Nice.
We had a crowd.
Nice. Now, how are you with the crowd?
Because
I know that was a thing for you,
It was
too.
A thing for a while. And I tried, actually had...
How do you get a crowd up in that upper bunk? I mean,
it wasn't in the bunk. It was the people across from us in the other bunk.
The peanut gallery.
It was the people in the window seat.
Yep.
They were just sitting there, and then there were a couple people over by the frog chair, and then there was pretty much everybody on your row of bunks except for you guys. It was just like, what's going on up there?
We're too low to really see up there.
Yeah, so the people on the upper...
I heard you up there.
Yes.
And, oh,
yeah. Oh yeah, and it was funny too because a couple times it was the orgasms were coming and Ms. Rabbit clamped her hands over her mouth and I'm like no you can be loud here
right
and Serendipity did the same thing
nice.
I'm like nope
move those hands
stop that no don't stop screaming stop covering it up
so
Let's
the Eiffel
that.
Tower how did that work
that's me on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Serendipity on my cock,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Rabbit on my face.
Nice.
Yes.
And then they were making out.
Yes.
I
think so. I couldn't really see.
That is the problem.
That is
the Eiffel Tower. You can't
Tower,
get to visually.
You just
got
to
rely on your ears, and your imagination.
You have to know what's happening.
Yes.
Yes. And just trust. You know.
Trust it.
Trust
happen.
Those Jedi. instincts.
Use the Force.
Using the Force. Yeah. So. Yeah, so lots of orgasms. And then, god damn. After the fucking, then there was more oral play.
Mm-hmm.
And Serendipity was saying that she was new to the girl-on-girl play. And she wasn't sure exactly. I was like, here, try this. And told her a thing to do. And she was like,
what'd
okay, I'll try
to do?
I told her to get her fingers just around the clit and just kind of slide the lips back and then get in there with your lips around the clit and flick the clit with your tongue.
Yep.
That's how D came on my mouth this morning.
There you go.
Yes.
Nice.
One of her many.
Yeah.
And you guys both have nice flavor savers, so that always adds some extra sensation.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the woman. Some women don't like it.
That's
some,
true.
Some do.
Some do very much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, it's too strange. Depending on how far it's grown out, too.
True.
Yeah.
And even there, it's preferences.
Mm-hmm.
It's all across the board. You women are all different.
I know.
Damn it.
Isn't it amazing and fun?
I know. I've always said, if you were all the same, you all like the same thing, we wouldn't be interested in you.
True.
Yep. So.
Well, it sounds like you.
And it was like, you know, time check. It's 10:20. We got more time. Sweet. It's 10:40. We got more time. Like, okay, so we have 10 minutes left. What are we going to do? And then, you know, oral for everybody again.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Well, Well done.
Yep. Everybody was back downstairs where they needed to be by 11. Everybody was retrieved from where they needed to be retrieved from. It was all good.
So you guys probably walked past while I was on the Sibian then.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or when you were out on the porch. Either one. Mm. One or the other. I don't know. Probably both. Didn't even know the Sibians were upstairs in that. I just assumed that they were up on the...
Well, you were a man on a mission. I mean, you had some. Yeah.
Oh, I had some goals. No, I had some goals.
Stop and see the sights on the way upstairs.
Yeah, no, there was no. Yeah, there was a lot of crowd, and I was really surprised we got the bed that we did, and I'm really happy we did because there was plenty of room to maneuver, plenty of space. And then, so we're climbing down from the bunk, and this other couple's like, "You guys done? Like, yeah, you want the bunk?" They said, yeah. I said, all right. Made sure, fluffed the pillows and everything. It was fine. It's all good. We didn't leave, any spots or anything for you.
No lady jizz.
Nope. Yeah, not this time. Yeah. Still, though. Yeah. Party awesome. Time.
Evening for everybody.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful night.
Sweet. It was.
And now we got to wait another 6 weeks.
Yeah, we had book club this morning, too.
Yes, that was fun.
Talked about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to rehash it.
No.
Because it was the same crap I rail about all the time.
Yep.
But it was interesting to get some other perspectives, too.
Norbert's perspective on it.
Yeah, and it was interesting to me, too. There was the different perspectives also, like, there was a person there that liked the book at one point, and it turned out that they were actually... When they read it, they were in an abusive relationship, so it romanticized the abusive relationship for them. And that's why they liked it. So that was an interesting perspective. Because
it was her fantasy way out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's where that person could go with that. Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. So it was... It was good, yeah. But I don't... Yeah, next one is Sex at Dawn. So we're going to review Sex at Dawn.
I have to read this book.
You do.
You do have to read this book.
You absolutely do. Like, this is one that everyone should
read. 50 Shades of Grey
does not interest me.
Whatever.
I didn't even go see the movie.
Yeah.
But this book, how you were describing it is fascinating.
Yeah, and Freckles has a really good description. You've read it a couple times, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I have. Okay. It's life-affirming.
Yeah, so I'll see what, contact the author and see what we can do with that, maybe. It'd be interesting. Yeah. He is.
He's down in Portland.
He is, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, he's close. He's super close. Yeah. So.
I'll draw a crowd.
Maybe. That's not what I'm into. I'm not into crowds.
You are.
And the interesting thing is, like, every time it's like somebody brings up a gangbang, I'm like, yeah, that could be fun. But it's the crowd thing. It's like crowdsourcing cock. I'm not sure I want to do that. I don't know. So many decisions. I've got two parties left. I got to figure out what I want to do. So we had the Sibian thing.
You've come a long ways since I've even known you.
Haven't I, baby?
Yes.
Like what? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, okay. So when I was first here,
yeah.
If I saw you guys upstairs or with your play partners.
Right.
Disappear behind curtains.
True.
Mm-hmm. Never saw you out in the open.
True.
Ever. And that rarely, I mean, it's like you snuck up in there and snuck back down. I'd be up there all night and never see you come and go. And now I see you guys up there all the time. You're out in the open.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're more open to that. Although I can tell you're still dealing with, there's people around me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an awesome thing and I'm starting to like it.
Yeah.
You're really breaking yourself into it. It's really cool to see you two grow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And not just in our pants. So what else is on the horizons? We've got another party in 6 weeks. May 30th is the next one coming up. I'm working on getting...
So far away.
I'm working on getting some social stuff coordinated.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lot of fun. So there's a pop-up nightclub here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a thing now, pop-up restaurants, pop-up nightclubs, mm-hmm. where it's just a limited engagement. They rent out a space, they deck it out, and then they disappear.
Like a pop-up putt-putt golf or something
like
that?
It's putt-putt smash golf.
Yeah.
So you go in and break shit. I'm all about that.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Right? Yeah. Take a golf club to a TV or something. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, please.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Call it on Monday. It's happening.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while you guys are listening to this, Jenga is calling to get a cool party started.
Yes. And I've been working with a lot of other educators in the area to get other classes and stuff going at their facilities and where they host their classes. So I'm going to promote a couple of those coming up. So I'll talk about those on the podcast once we've got that squared away.
Yep.
And that'll be fun adventures. Like, I love the fact that we have had some pretty amazing adventures even when the club has not been in session.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confident that as we move forward, that it's just going to be a different flavor.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I do have something to talk about.
What?
Other than the, you know, adventure last night. I have, we are opening a Patreon account.
Oh.
Oh,
so
yes.
The podcast, you know, we're giving you guys free content, which we are loving doing. And I think this episode makes a full day's worth of content. Now, you could listen 24? To...
For 24
this
hours?
Is episode of 20, this is episode 24.
This is 24?
Yeah. It's episode 24.
Jack Bauer.
I thought it was 21 last week. Wow.
It's 23 last week. Yeah, so we're on episode 24. So we now have a full day's worth of content for you. You could, yeah.
That's a road trip.
Yeah. So what we're doing is because hosting isn't free, of course, and because equipment that we're going to need to upgrade some of our equipment here pretty soon, that's not free. We would like to ask for some community support. And instead of doing a Kickstarter where you say, here's how much we need and here's a thing.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, Patreon allows the supporters of our podcast to pledge a dollar per episode.
Cool.
And cool. We put out an episode and the Patreon account says, hey, there's a new thing.
Just a buck, that's all? That's just,
yeah.
That's cheap.
It is. So.
That's not even
I really
a
don't know
coffee.
Much about
I know, right?
Patreon.
It's a pretty cool thing, and we're gonna be launching that here probably 2 weeks.
Nice.
So we will make a big announcement on probably the next episode that it's live.
Live.
And ready to go.
Cool.
And we'll throw out the address and everything. But yeah, and basically you go in, you sign up, you put a dollar down, and then when we put out an episode, you give us a buck, it goes into an account that we can use for buying equipment or paying for
or heck,
for
even
hosting.
Like going and doing remote podcasts too. That's always fun.
And we would very much appreciate the support.
We'll come to
there
you.
There will be levels of support that are available. And for different levels of support, you get different stuff.
I'm gonna go support myself.
There you go. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna do
masturbation.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be
just as enjoyable.
Good. I'm so glad. Here's a sock.
I never liked the sock method.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of lube and like a wipe there from
exactly.
Organic Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try out all these products and
yep.
Then we'll come back and Whether report and we'll talk to the gal from Organic Lovin'. I'm excited. All right, guys.
Looks like fun.
Oh, that was fun.
How was this? Was it a good time? Did you have fun?
Fuck yeah, it was a good time.
It was the cherry on top of my orgasmic weekend.
Dude, it was a hell of a weekend. I got to tell you, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. And it was
so
good to see everybody.
In a row.
Just so good to see everybody.
It's been so long since I've seen everybody. It's all my, not just friends, they're family
yeah.
to a certain extent. And I miss everybody. Ugh.
Like, the thing that I find, like, I miss the people that I don't even know real well, but just, like, having them around and, like, saying hi and catching up on what's the minutia in your life right now. You know, I miss that. So.
Yeah.
It's a release when you walk through the doors.
Yeah.
Because you can truly be yourself.
Yeah.
And not have to hide anything.
Yeah. Yep.
True dat.
So if you want to get in touch with us, we are theofacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
We are at the O-Face Podcast on the Twitter machine. We have a lot of swinger podcasts following us.
Sweet.
And I follow back pretty much everybody.
Support
for the
all.
Robot accounts.
Support them all.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, you can never learn too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I have like 15 swinger casts or swinger podcasts
at least.
That I have on my iTunes.
Yeah. And then our stuff is available at theofacepodcast.com. That's where we are. And we're introducing a new tagline as well.
give 110%.
That's right. The O-Face podcast, give 110%.
God, that but you was know a what? Horrible story.
That's one more podcast.
Fuck you.
In Freckles can.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Okay.
It's an O-Face quickie. What the fuck are we doing now? That's what is this? What's happening?
Well, we have a little scratch ticket
here. Yeah, you didn't do that on the air.
I needed to do this. What and the fuck? So it says, scratch below to reveal how many doubloons the pirate has stolen. Drop your britches, Buccaneer, and prepare to receive that many swats on the booty. Shh.
Prepare.
Avast,
it's
time
barred.
For a bit of spanking. So let me scratch.
All right.
And we've got Lady J here to help.
And oh wait, we gotta do the guess. Yeah, you have to guess. Closest to the mount without going over wins the spankings.
Oh shit!
Gotta tune in to my higher power.
It's not coming off.
He's a.
I'm gonna say five.
Here.
I'm gonna say seven because I like that.
It's closest without going over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 100. I don't know if I want to win. I don't know if I want to win spankings today.
You said what?
I said 100.
Seven.
Five.
Six.
Oh, ooh, Lady J.
Appreciate it more than anybody else.
Lady J.
Oh shit! Lady we gotta J. do that now.
Who's wait? Okay. Who gets?
It's an O-Face quickie.
Spanked.
You do.
Well, I got the
he
ticket.
Gets,
so
oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
That was Lady J's goal. I think she actually made the ticket and put it in the bag.
Here, drop your trowel. This is what's happening. We're going to put this ticket right shit. In your butt crack. And I'm going to take a picture. Because for prosperity, oh no. Dude, you cannot, you got to hold it there or you're going to be in more
clinch.
Trouble.
We got to clinch it, clinch it up.
It drops
it oh, right. Oh, six of them, huh? Oh, shit.
Let's move that chair. I don't like that picture. All right, there we go. Yeah. Good job.
All right, so that was the picture.
That
now let's
picture.
Get for the spankins.
You got to hold that card in place while she spanks your ass. Better not drop.
Oi, Cap'n. Oi, Cap'n.
Okay. Do you want him to say anything while you spank him?
Just you know what.
Let's see. Let's, we have to have it.
Count them.
Count them.
To count them.
Uh-oh.
And say,
oh, shit, Ant.
I, matey. Avast me ass one more.
Yeah.
Wow. You got all that, Cap'n?
Okay, here we
yeah,
go.
That's why you're the Cap'n.
All right.
Here we go.
I, matey, Avast you. What was that? Oh.
Oh.
Avast.
Get on with it.
One.
One. This was supposed to be a quickie.
Is that six per side or just? Darn.
Oh,
two. The oh, there's
Avast.
An H
it's
forming.
Two. There's two.
All right, do the other side. Ooh, wow. Oh. That's yeah. He might not
you know,
be able
I'm
to
not
handle
used
all
to this.
Six.
This is. This is not an every weekend thing for me. That was three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Vast Matey, that was four.
Jesus.
Five.
Five.
Oh.
I felt five.
That's a.
And this is the last one, baby.
Beads.
Oh, that oh. was six. That
all
was
right,
six.
There you go.
There you
did
go.
The card stay?
You did.
It did.
Very good.
Bonsai.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
I saw horror. I'm like, ooh, drawn to it.